Oh, you know what that music means, right? As you probably know, our takeaway dog show, to coincide with the Westminster Kennel Club dog show, got a huge response from listeners. Hundreds of you sent in photos of your canines, and even more of you voted for the winner, a Chihuahua named Benny, who was stuck on a cat post in between two Siamese cats. Well, the only complaints we got about the contest were from cat owners who wanted in on our Pet Love Fest. So here is your chance, cat people. Send in photos of your cats for a takeaway cat show. Oh, what next, by the way? Bird show? Are we doing that next?
Cat pictures on the internet. Whoa.
You can submit photos on our Facebook site or by emailing us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. And all of this got us thinking about the differences between, if you will, cat people and dog people. It turns out psychology professor Sam Gosling, who teaches at the University of Texas, has been thinking about this also. He recently completed a study that will be published later this year in the journal AnthroZoos, all about the personality traits that dog people and cat people express. Sam Gosling joins us from his home in Austin, Texas, and also joining us is the writer Emily Yaffe. She writes the Dear Prudence column for Slate and is author of the book What the Dog Did, Tales from a Formerly Reluctant Dog Owner. I think everybody sort of gets the tone of this segment here. Welcome, Sam and Emily, to both of you.
Thanks a lot.
Good morning.
Emily, let me start with you. From the title of your book, I gather you're much more of a cat person than a dog person, right?
I am a lifetime cat person who's had a beagle for 9 years.
And?
Well, let's just say that shortly after I got the beagle, I was walking her at 11 p.m. on a rainy night, and she was squatting and straining, and I realized I had to help her. I put a newspaper bag over my hand, performed surgery, and extracted from her the strap of my bra, which had gone missing a few days earlier.
She had eaten your bra.
She had eaten my bra, and in all the decades I'd had cats, I had never had to extract any of my undergarments from them.
Okay, cat versus dog. Let me play a clip that I think might very well sum up the gist of what cat people think of dog people, and tell me if you think Robert De Niro's character in Meet the Parents is on the right track.
You see, Greg, when you yell at a dog, his tail will go between his legs and cover his genitals, his ears will go down. A dog is very easy to break. But cats make you work for their affection. They don't sell out the way dogs do.
Huh.
Huh, indeed. Emily, huh? Is that right?
I think it's totally true. Look, you have to train dogs. It's a lifetime of trying to shape their personality. The cat says, here I am. The training consists of, there's the litter box, guys, and then you just have to accept them on their own terms. I think cats are much more intelligent than dogs because they refuse to let their intelligence be measured.
You don't have to train houseplants either, for heaven's sakes. I hate all pets.
See, you left her speechless.
Obviously, you've never spent the night having a cat sleep on your head like a purring beret. I mean, there's just nothing better than that.
And Emily Yaffe, you've also said that dogs are like little children, cats are like teenagers. Some people might say cats are like girls and dogs are like little boys as well as big boys. Listen to this.
My name is Zachary. I'm from Colombia. I like dogs. Don't like kitties. Don't like the litter in the bathroom. I'd rather stay with a dog. They're supposed to be man's best friends. I can go running with him, pick up a chick in the park, whatnot. You cannot do that with a kitty.
Sam Gosling, associate professor of psychology. Sum it up. What did you find? Who are the dog people? Who are the cat people?
Dog people tend to be higher on three traits from the big five personality dimensions. They tend to be higher on traits known as extroversion, agreeableness, and conscientiousness. And they tend to be the cat people tend to be higher on the traits known as neuroticism and openness. But these are very, very small differences, but they're reliable.
Is it possible to be both a dog and a cat person?
Absolutely, and neither. And those people, both sets of people, tend to fall in between the people who call themselves cat people only and dog people only.
Okay. By the way, I'm a giraffe person. Just thought I'd mention that.
A giraffe person.
Yeah, we'll wait for the shrinks to take care of that. And listeners out there, we want to hear from you. What is the difference between dog people and cat people, if any? And for the web, listen up. Here is your chance. We are asking people to send in photos of your cats for a takeaway cat show. Submit your photos on our Facebook site or by emailing us at mytake@thetakeaway.org. You can submit pictures and until 10 a.m. on Wednesday morning and vote after that. We will announce the winner on Friday's show.
Our thanks to Sam Gosling, professor of psychology at the University of Texas at Austin, and Emily Yaffe, who writes for Slate, is the author of the book, What the Dog Did. And I don't want to hear any more tales from a formerly reluctant dog owner. You can catch up on anything you missed at The Takeaway by subscribing to our podcast and get previews on the next day's shows by going to our site and clicking blog. You know, I'm not a grump. I guess with five kids, I'm a little sort of cold on pets for the next few years.
I don't think you're a grump. Try a bird.
Try a bird.
I'm serious. I always had birds growing up.